Hello, everyone. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And that's Godzilla. I hope he's behind us. It's not really him. Hopefully there's a picture. But we don't have to show you a picture of Godzilla. That's like showing you a picture of King Kong or Santa Claus. Everybody knows what Godzilla looks like. It's a giant green lizard dinosaur monster thing that breaks cities.
Right.
Does it breathe fire? I think
it breathes fire. It does.
Yeah, he, she, I don't know. Anyway, Godzilla's a big monster movie, and there's going to be a new version of this classic monster movie coming to our theaters this summer in 3D. So get ready for that.
Okay.
Reading. Godzilla. Cities lie in ruins as people run for their lives. They're fleeing a terrible force of nature that has been unleashed upon the earth. It's the huge creature Godzilla, and it is slowly destroying everything in its path. Humanity now has all hands on deck to stop the monster. Godzilla follows Ford Brody, a U.S. Marine, and his family as they try to make sense of the destruction. His father, a scientist named Joseph Brody, is one of the first to realize that a strange creature is roaming the planet. Soon after, Godzilla attacks, and the world hurries to react. The younger Brody and the rest of the U.S. military set out to destroy Godzilla by any means necessary. However, the humans also end up reflecting on how they need to treat Mother Nature wisely. The first Godzilla movie, Gojira, was a 1954 Japanese film that featured a large monster accidentally created from nuclear radiation. It was a protest against nuclear energy and warfare, and tried to prove that nuclear technology would destroy the world. Now, Godzilla is back, and the great beast has brought great destruction and dire warning for humanity.
Okay, so we're kind of setting the scene for what we're going to see in this movie. Cities lie in ruins as people run for their lives. So cities in ruins. Well, you know what cities are, of course. You know, places where lots of people live. Big buildings, New York, Taipei, Tokyo, Hong Kong. These are cities. Now, if something terrible happens, like a big earthquake or a war or a Godzilla or King Kong comes to the town, it could break the city, basically destroy the buildings, knock them down, kill millions of people. Terrible stuff in real life. Great stuff in a Hollywood movie. So ruins are kind of the broken parts of the buildings that are left after the earthquake, after the war, after Godzilla gets angry.
Right, exactly. So, 一开始呢，我们柯文就描述着电影的这个场景，一些背景，就是在城市的废墟中，人们逃命着。那其中提到的 ruins 呢，通常呢，我们是以复数形的呈现，就有表示呢这个废墟这样子的意思啦。那 when we say people run for their lives， 就是 run for one's life， 就是有逃命这样子的意思啦。OK， 那刚刚提到的这个 ruins， 其实有时候也可以用来表示这个比喻性的非常的不幸的这样子意思。For example, sometimes we can use ruins figuratively. Like he searched through the rooms of his childhood for the cause of his unhappiness.
Oh my gosh, he must have had a very bad, broken childhood. That's sad, okay. Yeah, so it's the broken things that are left behind, right? Ruins are sometimes good. I like to visit, you know, Roman or Greek ruins, you know, the old buildings, temples, things like that. But of course, in this case, it's not good. Lots of people were hurt by a Godzilla. What are these people running away from? Of course, they're fleeing a terrible force of nature that has been unleashed upon the earth. earth. Okay, to flee is to run away from somewhere, probably because there's danger. You would flee from a burning building. Mm-hmm. You might flee from a country if there's a war going on.
Right.
There's nothing good there, so you're running away or getting away as quickly as you can. You're fleeing, like these people are fleeing. What? A terrible force of nature. Well, that could be an earthquake or a typhoon or something like that. And it has been unleashed. It's been let go upon the earth. So this terrible thing is kind of running around the earth, going many places and hurting many people and destroying cities. And people are running away. My gosh, this is a very scary story.
哎呦 ,OK, 所以刚刚我们提到他们在逃命哦。那这里我们看到另外一个单词就是 flee。flee 有逃离的意思，它的过去式就是 fled, F-L-E-D。OK, 所以同样的刚刚我们是 run for one's life, 我们也可以说 they fled for their lives, OK, they fled to save their lives, OK.、Mm-hmm. 那 unleash 是什么意思呢，就是有这个释放这样子意思或是解开的意思。所以这些人们呢在城市的人们他们正逃离一股降自地球的自然摧毁的力量。 Oh my god, I guess it's the huge creature Godzilla, right?
It is, absolutely、mm-hmm. It's the huge creature Godzilla. And of course it is slowly destroying everything in its path. Godzilla doesn't like many buildings. He sits on them, stands on them, burns them down. He destroys them, he breaks、mm. them so that they're completely broken、
exactly.
and useless.
OK, 所以我们当然提到的呢就是这恐怖的巨大的猛兽库斯拉或是哥斯拉 Godzilla, OK, 它正在怎么样 slowly destroying, 缓慢的摧毁阻挡在眼前的一切事物。就像 Mike 所说的，我对于 Godzilla 的印象真的就是它好像不断在踩大头，就是个庞大的巨体这样子意思。那其中刚刚我们提到的 creature, 一般我们可以指生物啦或是动物这样的意思，像是 rabbits or、furry creatures、mm-hmm.Or we could talk about wild creatures, okay?、Mm-hmm. Okay, 就是像是野生的动物 okay? 那些都是可以用 creatures 来表示哦。Okay, so we could also talk about、mythical or legendary creatures like
dragons or unicorns.
Exactly.
We can call those creatures. They're not real. You won't find them in a zoo.
No.
But still, they're animals of some kind, especially in stories, right? Like Godzilla or King Kong.
Okay, now next we read、humanity now has...All hands on deck to、stop the monster.
Wow.
Right.
Okay. Humanity. We are humanity. We are humans. So it talks about all the people in the world, basically.、So, you know, today we might see this word used by saying things like pollution or global warming or a danger to humanity. It's not just to people in China or America or Africa. We are all at risk of global warming, of big wars, of terrible things like that. So we are all humans. The whole human community around the world is humanity. And of course, it's a time of great danger, a time of many big, important things going on. So we need a lot of help. We need everyone in there fighting against the monster,、trying to save the earth. It's an all hands on deck kind of situation.、All hands on deck is our shortcut for you. It's something about boats, but let's find out more.
Okay.
Shortcut for you.
Hi, Chris. I just received your email. What's the big emergency?
Our report for biology class is due next week. I contacted everyone because we'll need all hands on deck to finish it in time.
Why are we putting our hands on deck? We are not on a boat.
All hands on deck. All hands on deck is something you say when you need everyone's help.To do something in a short period, especially if it's a lot of work to get done.
I understand now. All hands on deck is 全体动员.
That's correct. When everyone arrives, we'll have all hands on deck for this assignment.
Uh-oh. I don't think we'll have all hands on deck after all. Jamie,Pat and Jeffrey are on vacation in Japan.
What? We need all hands on deck!
So humanity 当有着人类 OK, 他们现在需要团结一致来阻止这个怪兽。刚刚的 Shortcraft 有提到的 All hands on deck, 有的在紧急情况之下需要所有人来帮忙一起完成任务哦。其实它是源自于呢，因为我 deck 是甲板上，它源自于在这个19世纪的时候呢，这个船长啊，当遇到这个突发情况的时候呢，就要召集所有人呢，不管在船的任何角落都要到甲板上集合待命，然后所发出命令。所以现在我们用来表示大家在紧急情况要来一起帮忙这样的意思哦。Okay, so Godzilla follows Ford Brody, a U.S. Marine, and his family as they try to make sense of the destruction.
Oh, okay. Godzilla meaning Godzilla the movie.
Right.
Godzilla is not actually following the guy. He might want to look over. Hey, look, it's a giant dinosaur. Yeah, so the movie follows Ford Brody. Mm. Follows mean it kind of tells the story of this guy. Of course, there's millions and billions of people they could look at, but Ford Brody is the hero of the movie. Mm. The story follows him. It looks at him. Who is he? He's a U.S. Marine. So that means he's a soldier of some kind. And his family, and they are trying to make sense of the destruction. They're trying to understand why is this giant lizard monster dinosaur thing causing so much destruction. Destruction is the noun form of the verb destroy, D-E-S-T-R-O-Y. Destroy is to break, to totally break and kind of kill and smash and turn it into nothing.
Ruins.
That's right.
Okay, 所以这部电影呢，我们看到呢，这个主角呢，就是这个哇，美国海军陆战队的 Ford, 还有他的家人，他们呢就要试图了解到底眼前的摧毁情境是发生了什么事情。Make sense of 就是弄懂这样的意思，而 destruction 就由刚刚 Mike 老师解释，它是 destroy 的名词 ，destroy 我们都知道有摧毁啊、毁坏的意思。For example, we are trying to save the building.From destruction.
Oh, okay. It must be a famous, old, important building. Someone wants to knock it down, destroy it, but people are trying to save that. Okay, so his father, Ford Brody's father, is a scientist named Joseph Brody. And his father is one of the first people to realize that a strange creature is roaming the planet. So his father knows that this isn't an earthquake, this isn't some, you know, crazy thing like a tornado or typhoon. Mm. It's an animal, it's a strange, giant, angry animal, and it's roaming the planet. To roam is sort of to walk, to travel, with no goal. You're not saying, I'm going there. You're just kind of going and you're finding places. So, you know, when you're a tourist, you might walk out of your hotel in a new city and say, let's go that way. You know, you don't really know where you're going. That's you're not going to this museum or that restaurant. You're just kind of like walking around, seeing stuff. Or if you're Godzilla, you're walking around, stepping on cities and killing people. Because Godzilla's got nothing better to do.
Exactly. Okay. So, 原来当然我就知道一定都是科学家很厉害他发现的。Okay. 尤其是他是 Brody 的这个爸爸。刚刚我们提到的海军陆战队的爸爸。他是第一个认知到这个哇 ,Godzilla, 他正在横扫星球中。其中的 roam 啊就是有着漫步啊或是漫游这样的意思哦。So, soon after Godzilla attacks, and the world hurries to react.
Ah, the scientist wasn't fast enough. The younger Brody and the rest of the U.S. military set out to destroy Godzilla by any means necessary. So the younger Brody, that's the son Ford, who's a soldier, and the rest of the military, that's like the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, all the people who work for the U.S. government with guns and planes and tanks, they send all of those things out to try to destroy or kill Godzilla by any means necessary, in any way that they can. If they can kill him by using poison or guns or bombs or anything, they will do it because he's dangerous, that Godzilla.
Right. Okay. However, the humans also end up reflecting on how they need to treat Mother Nature wisely. Okay. 但是呢，人类呢也是要反省一下该如何正确的与自然共存。其中的 end up, okay, 通常有着最后怎么样，最后成为，最终怎么样的意思哦。可能本来不是这样子，后来怎么样 ？OK， 像是呢 ，for example， the book ended up in the trash.
Oh no.
OK， don't throw the book away. No. OK， 就是哦，后来竟然这本书就是在这个垃圾桶里面啦。那刚刚我们提到的 reflect on， 就是有着反省某事这样子的意思哦。
Okay, now the first Godzilla movie, of course, was not the one put out by Hollywood like 10 years ago. It was actually called Gojira, which was a Japanese movie in 1954.
Oh.
This featured a large monster accidentally created from nuclear radiation. That's where the original Godzilla story came from. Nuclear radiation. Well, nuclear is anything to do with nuclear bombs, atomic weapons, power plants, breaking the atom to try to release all of that energy. And back in 1954, right, Japan had just 10 years before, or 9 years before, had two nuclear bombs, or atomic bombs, actually dropped on it. And it was a very scary idea, this new nuclear power. Yeah. People didn't understand it, but they knew it could kill lots of people. So it was scary, especially in Japan, which had real experience of this. So they created this idea that this little lizard, some kind of like, you know, normal animal, got hit with radiation and turns into this giant angry monster. And it's an idea people still kind of find cool, I guess.
I guess. Okay, so 原来这个 Godzilla 的这个创意呢，是在早期 1954年的日本电影哦， 它是因为核能放射 nuclear radiation 意外所产生出的巨大怪兽。 It was a protest against nuclear energy and warfare and tried to prove that nuclear technology would destroy the world.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah, protest is when people are angry about something. They want to show that they really disagree with something. And warfare, of course, is just wars, right? When people fight together, countries fight, that's warfare. But now, in 2014, Godzilla is back. And the great beast has brought great destruction and dire warning for humanity. Okay, a dire warning is a serious warning. Just like in the first movie, we have to respect nature because it is much more powerful than we are.
Okay, 所以呢, 当然这是以前的日本版本的 Godzilla, 不过在现在, Godzilla 竟然回来了, 而且呢, 他这一次要带来全面的毁灭, 已经向人类提醒, 这可怕的警讯, 其中的 dire这个字呢, D-I-R-E, 有着可怕的这样子的意思哦, Well, I guess it's now time for our For You Chat.
Alright, let's check it out.
For You Chat.
Okay, our chat question is about monsters. Of course, Godzilla is a famous movie monster like King Kong and others like that. But what about you, Laura? What kinds of monsters scare you the most? The idea of Godzilla, is that something that scares you? A big
giant?
Not really.
Not really. It doesn't look real to me.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
King Kong doesn't really scare me.
No, giant monkeys?
No.
Giant apes? No.
I don't get scared easily, but, you know... maybe he's not a monster, but he can be a monster.
Who's that?
Freddy Krueger from Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, from a horror movie. The guy with the blades on his hand.
Yeah, he is really scary.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's
kind of scary. I find that really scary.
And he can go in your dreams and scare you while you're sleeping.
Kind of, it does sound a little bit real.
Okay.
So that's why it scares me so much. But Godzilla, King Kong, it's not something we'll see, like, every day.
Okay, but have you seen Freddy Krueger?
No, but I mean, the idea of, like, somebody getting into your nightmares and scaring you, that's scary.
That seems a little scary too.
What about you? What do you find scary?
No.
You're just a cool person who's not scared.
They're stories. They're interesting stories. They're exciting. They're a little scary, but they're stories. You know, it's a guy in a suit. Going, you know, like that. I think the monsters that scare me are human monsters.
Oh,
like a crazy guy with a knife.
I think.
You know, or a politician who can put thousands of people out of jobs or something like that. I find that kind of thing scarier than a monster in a story or movie.
You're right.
Anyway, there are scary things about out there in the world. What about you? What do you find the scariest kind of monster?
Godzilla. Cities lie in ruins as people run for their lives. They're fleeing a terrible force of nature that has been unleashed upon the earth. It's the huge creature Godzilla, and it is slowly destroying everything in its path. Humanity now has all hands on deck to stop the monster. Godzilla follows Ford Brody, a U.S. Marine, and his family as they try to make sense of the destruction. His father, a scientist named Joseph Brody, is one of the first to realize that a strange creature is roaming the planet. Soon after, Godzilla attacks, and the world hurries to react. The younger Brody and the rest of the U.S. military set out to destroy Godzilla by any means necessary. However, the humans also end up reflecting on how they need to treat Mother Nature wisely. The first Godzilla movie, Gojira, was a 1954 Japanese film that featured a large monster accidentally created from nuclear radiation. It was a protest against nuclear energy and warfare, and tried to prove that nuclear technology would destroy the world. Now, Godzilla is back, and the great beast has brought great destruction and dire warning for humanity.
Vocabulary Review.
Ruin. We visited the ancient ruins to learn how people lived long ago. Flee. Many people fled the war by escaping to nearby countries. Humanity. Humanity is facing a serious challenge to reduce the pollution it creates. Destruction. The typhoon caused a large amount of destruction across the island. Nuclear. Our nation gets much of its power from 3 nuclear plants. Protest. The artist's painting is a protest against the rules of society.